If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to the book of James tonight. I'll not be before you long tonight because I am wore slap out. Amen. But anyway, I'll share with you a thought that God's put on my heart. You say that north of the Mason-Dixon line, Brother Jason, they don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean, wore slap out? Y'all from the country, y'all know what that means, don't you? Amen. I seen some of y'all rubbing your eyes a while ago, even though you slept till 10 o'clock this morning. Amen. I'm just glad to be here, aren't you? James chapter number 1. For the sake of time, I'm going to read one verse of Scripture and then bring out some things in the chapter that the Lord has spoken to me about this afternoon. Look in verse 16 with me, please. One verse. It's not a very long verse. It says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Do not err, my beloved brethren." You know, tonight there's errors that we can make in life and overcome them pretty easy. But there's some other errors that we can make and really never overcome them. Amen. And God wants to speak to us tonight about this thought, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you for the book of James. Lord, it's a powerful book. And Lord, we pray tonight that you'd just speak to our hearts. And God, that you would help us. Help us to grow tonight, Lord, in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Clothe us in our calling, our Father. And Lord, I just pray tonight that when we leave here, every one of us could say, "It's been good to be in the house of the Lord." In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Three simple thoughts tonight that I've got on my heart and on my mind that I believe James wants us to be careful about. Be careful not to err in these three areas. And I believe you'll understand in just a moment why James is encouraging us. He's not writing this to the barroom crowd. He's not writing this to a bunch of sodomites, amen, or a bunch of drunkards, or a bunch of adulterers. He's writing this to God's people. He says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." As I thought about the thought, I've thought about some people down through the years that have erred and no longer in the fight, no longer in church, amen, no longer serving the Lord the way they once were. And you know, you say, "Pastor, are you putting them now?" No, I'm telling you, I could take you in my mind to some crossroads in my own life where I was that close to erring bad, amen, in these areas that I want to talk to you about tonight from the Word of God. The first place I want to say do not err is in the area of temptation, in the area of temptation. In the context tonight, that's what it's talking about. But there's two kinds of temptation that's set forth here, and neither one of them can we afford to err in tonight. Look with me, if you will, at the first part of the chapter. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. They were scattered because of the persecution. You remember that. And then he said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations." Now, I don't know about you, but I believe it takes a certain level of maturity to count it all joy when you fall into these temptations. Now, what the Bible's talking about here is not the temptation to sin or the temptation to do evil. But this is like Abraham going up on the mountain with Isaac. His faith is being tested. As I studied this afternoon, I don't remember who I heard say this years ago, but I thought it was a great statement. A faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Are you listening to me tonight? But you'll find some of God's people, they're going along real good, and then all of a sudden they're faced with a mega test. There's something huge comes in their life, amen? And beloved, not everyone passes the test. The Bible said here, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. That word divers, of course, just means different. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. I want to say this about God trying our faith. I'd rather find out that what I have or don't have now than to wait till I leave this world and find out that I thought I had something that I didn't have. Say amen. And so the testing that God brings along, I believe the children of God are able, because of the Spirit of God that lives in them, to pass that test. Amen. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Let me say something to you tonight. Just stop and say this. In any trial, you ought to stop and ask yourself one question. Do I love Jesus? You say, Pastor, why did you say that? Because if the answer to that question is yes, then you can turn over to Romans 8:28. You can say, God, I know this ain't good, but I know you're my Father, and I know you know that I love you, and you're working this together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So that one question, do I love the Lord? And I tell you, if the answer to that is yes, you better make sure, beloved, and be sure. Like in the book of Job, it starts out a mess, amen. But I'm telling you, it ended up in a blessing, say amen. Because Job, by the grace of God, was able to stand the test. The Lord giveth. I'm telling you, how many people could you run into in the world that could lose 10 children and say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know many. Do you? Amen. Including myself. Amen. I don't know where I'd be in such a trial. But I know this tonight. Job made it. And God was putting that in there so you and I could know. So don't err in this area of temptation. He said, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes we quote verses of Scripture and we don't look at them in their context. And I believe this is one that's quoted many times, but it's not in the context where God said, James said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. We're talking about our missionary tonight, and that offering will go to him tonight. But I'm telling you, I'm sure Brother Don's always one of those guys that's an encourager, and he's always encouraged. But I can read between the lines, amen, beloved, when old Slewfoot's got his foot on your neck, say amen. I'm just glad when he's got his foot on your neck, if you've got Jesus in your heart, you're coming up from there, amen. And you will be victorious in the end. And so we lack wisdom sometimes in how to deal with the trials and how to deal with the testings and how to deal with the trouble that comes in our life. And God said, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, because He giveth to all men liberally, and He upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But the Bible is clear here. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You see, sometimes, beloved, listen, we ask, but we really don't believe. Amen. And I want you to know that God said, without faith, without trusting Him, without believing Him, it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but I can look back at my Christian life back to 1987, and I can tell you the times in my life where I diligently sought the Lord. Many of those times were times of trouble, times of turmoil. Amen. Listen, people will do one of two things. Either they'll seek the Lord in the time of trouble, or they'll turn away from the very one they need the most. Amen. They'll come in the church and head to the altar, or they'll leave the church and go away from the things of God, the very help that they need. So do not err when it comes to the testing, when it comes to the trials of life, when it comes to temptation. And then the other part of the temptation, the Bible said in verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised. There it is again. I didn't even realize that was coming again. To them that love Him. I'll tell you tonight, if you know you love him and you know he loves you, that'll get you a long way down the road. Say amen. Because somebody you love, you can trust. Amen. Amen. Brother Ralph, 59 years, you're not looking for any rat poisoning in the cereal by now, are you? Amen. You trust her. Amen. You deserve it. But anyway, you're not looking for it because you trust that woman. Amen. There's a love that trusts. And that woman trusts that man. Amen. I tell you, if you don't have trust in a relationship, you don't have much of a relationship. And in your relationship with God, if you don't have trust, you don't have much of a relationship. And we tonight that God has put his hand on, called to preach, you talk about humbling. He trusted us with the Word of God. He trusted us with the gospel. Amen. That the likes of him would trust any of us. Amen. Blows my mind. But thank God he did. Amen. He gave us a purpose in life to preach the blessed Word of God. Now the second part of this temptation deal tonight, do not err, not only concerning the temptation or the trials of life, but the temptation to sin. It's right here too. Beloved, God gets to blessing you. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's an enemy that don't like that. Say amen. Some of them enemies are unseen, and some of them are seen. Somebody say amen. There have been some along the way I would have loved to have given them the right hand of fellowship. Amen. I'm not talking about like that either. Amen. But God spared us and spared our testimony. Amen. And allowed us to go on because we saw the cross and saw the something greater, beloved, than that trouble that we were in. The Bible said in verse 13, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. You see, the trying of our faith, that side of the temptation will come from the Lord. Amen. But the temptation to do evil will never come from the Lord. He's too holy for something like that. Say amen. And the Bible said here, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. I've had people look at me, Brother Dale, and say, well, that proves right there that Jesus wasn't God. Think about this for just, they say, that proves Jesus wasn't God because y'all say he's God, but the Bible said God cannot be tempted. We know that Jesus was tempted. I'm going to tell you something, beloved, right now. If you don't learn in the Word of God that Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man at the same time, you'll never interpret the Word of God and rightly divide the Word of God. You see, God don't get tired, but Jesus was weary on his journey. And he sat down, amen, on the well there in John chapter number 4. There's all kinds of things like that. So Jesus, being in the flesh and coming to be a man, was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. That's why he's a faithful high priest. Amen. He can sit there and make intercession for us. Thank God Almighty, knowing what we're going through. Amen. And he has compassion and he has mercy on us. Amen. And can help us through the times of temptation. Watch this now. He said, here's where the temptation comes from. I used to tell the men in prison, this is the LSD of sin. The Word of God said here, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Right there's the L. And enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Right there's the S. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The people that used to take that drug, what they called LSD, what it would do would make people hallucinate. It would make people, beloved, think there was things going on that wasn't actually going on. In other words, it was a deceiving drug. I'll tell you this tonight, sin is a deceiver. Amen. And we got to be careful when it comes to the area of temptation, beloved. Sin will never help you. It'll always hurt you. Amen. And it'll not just hurt you, but ask Achan over there when he went down there to Jericho and got him a wedge of gold and a Babylonian garment and a wedge of silver and buried it in his tent. He had in his tent, beloved, the things of the world, and he had in his tent the things that belonged in the house of God and had them buried, and God judged him and judged his whole family. Amen. Because of sin. Ask David, the man after God's own heart. I'm going to tell you, you think you get so big or been in this thing so long that you can't mess up and sin? You're fooling yourself. Amen. God said, do not err, my beloved brethren. Amen. I'm telling you, the man after God's own heart got a little bit lazy. Daddy would say, sorry. Got a little bit sorry. Amen. A lot of people don't know what that means. Daddy said sometimes, he said, I've seen people so sorry they wouldn't take a job in a pie factory tasting pies. Amen. And David got up there on the roof. He should have been in the battle. He should have been on the battlefield. He's in the bed in the afternoon's hour. And he raised up off the bed and looked down there and seen a woman naked and fell into sin. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? It don't matter how long you've been in this thing. It don't matter if you're old or you're young. Honey, the temptations will come. But there's one greater in you and I than the temptation. And God will help us, amen, along the way. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. I believe a lot of people have erred. I believe they've petted sin. Amen. They've said, that sin won't bite me. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me. Sin will bite you. The Bible said something about taking fire in your bosom. Can a man take fire in his bosom and not be burned? I'm going to tell you something tonight, beloved. Listen to me. There's a lot of God's people been burned because they didn't take verses like this seriously. Do not err, my beloved brethren. None of us knows what we'll face before the weekend. I'm already looking forward to Sunday. Amen. And I tell you, the only thing that I'd look forward to more would be if Jesus just split the eastern sky wide open, this thing be over for us. Amen. Actually, here it would be over. There it would just be beginning. Amen. But I'll tell you tonight, we need to be careful. Do not err when it comes to temptation. The second thing in the message tonight is do not err when it comes to the tongue. Listen to me tonight. James has a lot to say about the tongue. He come on down here and the Bible said every good and every perfect gift is from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights. You know something tonight, I never thought about this before, but the ability to speak is a gift from God. Amen. My tongue is a gift from God. The psalmist said, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Amen. My ears are a gift from God. And my hands are a gift from God. Everything, the salvation that you and I have, just to be able to be called brethren, it's a gift from God. Of His own will begot He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Watch verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, here he goes again. Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. And slow to wrath. I don't know about you tonight, but you find somebody, beloved, that flies off the handle real easy. Boy, I tell you that. I'm telling you, we're living in a society right now. Well, listen, people are not flying off the handle and taking their tongue to you. They're flying off the handle and taking a gun to you. Amen. They'll fly off the handle and take an automobile to you. They'll run over you. They'll fly off the handle and take a knife to you. Amen. But the Bible is warning here about the tongue. I'll be honest with you. There have been times, beloved, when I've really, really had to battle not saying what I wanted to say. Amen. You say, Pastor, what's the matter with you? Ain't you got no guts? No, I was able to stop long enough to realize it wasn't of the Lord. It was of the flesh. Honey, the flesh likes to say a lot of things. Say amen. That's just not right and just don't need to be said. The Bible said, let every man be slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness. Have you ever heard of a filthy tongue? And the superfluity of naughtiness. All them filthy jokes and that stuff going on. He said, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. You go over to chapter number 2, the Bible said in verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. What about that? One little old thing right here between them iron ivory bars there that can defile the whole body. And it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. There was a time in my life when my tongue was set on fire of hell. I'm glad God put a little heaven in my soul. Give me something to say besides a cuss word. Say amen. Give me something in my heart that helped me along the way. So we need to not err concerning temptation. We need to not err concerning the tongue. But the last thing I want to give you, the Bible said, look at verse 26. Let me give you this verse before I move on. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue. What do you mean, Pastor? A man can't control his tongue. The Bible said he deceives his own heart, and this man's religion is vain. You think about that tonight. A person that cannot control their tongue, God said they're deceiving their own heart. Amen. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. I believe there's a lot of meaning in that right there. But if you look at it in the context, God don't want our tongue to be carrying the spots that the world's tongue's carrying. Amen. They're cursing our Lord. They're cursing our Heavenly Father. They're cursing our Lord Jesus. They're cursing our Bible. They're cursing the very God that made them. Amen. And I tell you tonight, that's no place for the child of God to be. Do not err concerning the tongue. Do not err concerning temptation. Then the last thing tonight I would say is this. What the Bible said here in verse 22. Well, let me go back to 18. Of his own will begot he us with the word of, what's that next word? Truth. Do not err concerning the truth. You know, Pilate asked Jesus, said, what is truth? Well, Jesus has a good answer, don't he? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said here, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Look at verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror, and he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. You say, Pastor, what are you looking into there? You're looking into the truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I'm glad I'm confident when I open my Bible. That's why, beloved, I don't want somebody telling me this part's true and this part ain't. I've told people for years, I got more respect for somebody that would tell me I don't believe a word of this book than I do somebody that'll walk through it picking and choosing what they believe. Say amen. Amen. Either take it all or junk it all. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, the Holy Spirit come along and I'm one of them, take it all. Amen. I don't understand all the Bible, but I believe every jot and every tittle, every word in the Bible. Amen. What a blessing that is. The Bible said here, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Right there it is. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Young, old, or somewhere in the middle, continue therein. Continue therein. Don't just start in the Word of God, but continue in the truth of the Word of God. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Far as I know, anybody that's ever met Jesus wants to be blessed, but I've met a lot of people that I believe have met Jesus, but they want a shortcut to the blessing. Amen. They don't want to do what God said in His Word. Amen. And God won't allow us to skip things. I mean, I thank God for people that want to be baptized. They see it in the Bible. I'm a believer. Believers ought to be baptized. Amen. That's just the first step in a step of obedience. Amen. Just letting the world know that Jesus is my Savior. I don't know about you tonight, but if you'd pray for me, I'd like to, listen, I know I'm not perfect. I know I won't be perfect. But Brother Larry, I'd like to make it to heaven without Aaron. Amen. In these areas. I'd like to be able to keep my tongue. I'd like to be able to have enough strength in God's Word to withstand the temptation that comes to evil. I'd like to know, beloved, listen, when the trouble comes, I think about my grandchildren. Oh, I love my grandchildren. Yeah, I'm not ashamed of that. My children, my grandchildren. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. My precious wife, that God only knows the trials we'll face before we get out of here. God help us to remember and not to err concerning the testing, amen, that could come our way. And then not to err concerning the truth. Thank you for coming tonight.